Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company, and fantastic that we've been able to track down one of the Kookaburra Skeet, because they have been celebrating, and from what I hear, they have not let us down when it comes to the way that Australians should be celebrating after winning a gold medal.
Yes, Tom Wickham has just landed and arrived back in our fair shore, and celebrations were strong, they were valid, and they were in keeping with what was such a dominant performance, Tommy, in the final against India.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Yeah, we often talk about playing our best hockey at the end of a tournament, and we certainly were able to put on a performance like that after a tough semi against the home crowd in England. 7-0, it's nothing to shy away from, and yeah, every single one of us were up for it, and you know, that's what we produced. It was bloody good.
Now, going back to 1998, a long time ago, Kuala Lumpur, when hockey was brought into the games, you dropped a pool stage match to South Africa. It's the only game, I'm not sure if you know this, that they've ever lost, the Kookaburras. Total of 41 out of 42 matches over 24 years. You've scored 33 goals, conceded 2 in 7 gold medal deciders. As they say in American sport, it's a dynasty.
I did know that stat because we were all looking it up at the pub after. I mean, we're a proud hockey team. And I mean, every single team's obviously different. So we always go in into every comm games trying to make our own history. And it's nice, and it gives a little bit more prestigiousness to the comm games, you know, when you have a record like that. And you never want to be the team to let that slip. So, you know, it's a nice thing to have in the background, but for us, it's going out every single time we play and trying to put our best step forward.
Tom, how different was it from your gold medal winning performance that you were part of at the Gold Coast in 2018?
A fair bit different. I mean, the home crowd in Gold Coast was amazing, but that was unique in its own right for its own different reasons. But this one, for me, being now an older player in the team, I think this team now has moved on a lot since then. We're 4 years down the track. We've had some tough blows, and we've also had some successes, and you know, we've continued to grow, and we're now in a position where I think we're only just really starting to hit our straps, and we've got plenty more growth in us. And it was different because it wasn't on home soil. Different age, different perspective, I suppose, but still just as special to be able to play in a gold medal match and put on a show like we did.
Tom,
amazing.
Just individually, now for you, and look, you're now 32 years of age, you made your debut back in 2013 in a test series against Korea. It wasn't then until 2017 that you got a recall back into the senior side. What happened in those 4 years between 13 and 17?
Probably don't have enough time to tell you, bloke. it's an interesting, and I suppose the more my story is kind of coming out as my career progresses, but it's never really been a linear career for me. And for me, playing for the Kookaburras has always been the ultimate prize, and I got my first taste of that in 2013, even after being in and around the program for a couple of years before that. And being on the radar as a junior coming through, I finally got my crack in 2013. And, it's a hard team to crack into. And for me, you know, I had to go and, away from hockey as well, go and do some soul searching and figure out some things and figure out who I was. And, in the last 4 or 5 years, I've been able to figure out who I am and what best fit I need to be for this team. And funny enough, it's just like the old man always says, if you just be who you are, it's the best formula. And once I figured out to stop trying to please people and just be who I am and bring my tools to the table, I've been able to put that all together and become a world-class striker for the Kookaburras.
And so, Tom, 32 years of age, Paris looms, Victoria 2026 ahead. Are they both on your calendar?
Paris, definitely. I reckon I'll probably get told to bloody hang them up before I get to get to the next one. Look, mate, I'll keep playing this game for as long as my body lets me, and as long as I think I can still progress and learn. And although there's the physical side of it, which obviously is really important, as long as I still feel like I'm loving and enjoying it and I can still give something, I'll continue to play hockey for as long as I can.
All I can say is, mate, having played footy careers, and I know that Skeet's played his fair share of sport as well, mate, you're a long time retired. So my advice would be to do it as long as you can if the body is willing. And the other question I wanted to ask you is around a few of your teammates, because I understand that they're off earning some good bucks, aren't they, over in Belgium and Holland, and why aren't you there?
Yeah, a few of the lads have headed over straight away, actually. I got a house to finish renovating. I think if I put it off any longer, the missus might kick me out.
Well, you can't do it in this weather.
I've been putting this thing off for that bloody... Oh, mate. I've come home to a broken patio and freaking power tools bloody everywhere. It's no good. I better finish the job.
All right, mate. Well, you better go and... Sounds like you better go and do that now before the missus starts yelling at you. Thank you very much for sharing a few minutes with us tonight, mate. Congratulations and well done on your achievements. And thank you very much. And hopefully, mate, we see that continue.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate the support. Can't thank you enough.
Good
thanks
on you. Having me. Tom Wickham, one of our Kookaburras, and really happy, of course, as you would be, Skeet.
Sounds like he should be on the block, and just although the renovations aren't going all that smoothly for him either, so yeah. But I can just imagine getting home. We need you to fix this. It's yeah, terrific. What an ambassador! He's so happy to be in this team, which has just done such an amazing job over so many consecutive Commonwealth Games.
And that is all for the Toolkit Depot. You can gear up this winter with the biggest range of top brand outdoor power gear. Maybe you need some of that. We should send him a pack. Thanks to the Toolkit Depot. We'll be back after this. Jack Clisby from our Perth Glory will join us next.